Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat. And I am headed out on a Saturday night. Yep, headed out. My old friend texted me and said, you know, sorry for the late notice, but she was headed out to the local watering hole and wanted to know if I wasn't busy, if I wanted to join her in a drink. And I said, sure. But I told her I wouldn't stay very long. I would just stay for like one drink and, you know, that'd be it. But I told my beloved, you know, I was headed out and I'd be back before 10 o'clock and it's 8:10. And he laughed and he goes, have fun, enjoy yourself, and I'll be home waiting. And if you need me, you have my number. And I'm like, okay. But it was funny because he doubted me. Like, he doesn't think I can be in before 10 o'clock when I go out on a Saturday night. Can you imagine? God. And then I was thinking, yeah, having drinks is like potato chips. You can't have just one. But I only have $10 and I plan on buying my girlfriend a drink. So that's $7 right there. I have three, you know, tip. I have two. And that pretty much taps me out. I was thinking, yeah, I can't drink too much tonight because I still got to finish raking up the front yard. And I still have lots to do tomorrow. Laundry. Still in the process of remodeling, painting. And having a slight hangover is just not in my best interest. So I didn't even dress up. I just threw on my jeans, sweater, and that's it. Because usually, you know, you like to kind of look halfway nice when you go out. Even though I'm past that point of getting carded and hit on. And this bar isn't like one of those meat market bars. It's more like you sit and you talk and they have some loud music going and pool tables and dartboards. But it's not anything, you know. Like, ooh, I gotta meet somebody so that I don't have to go home by myself. That kind of thing. Ooh, God, I'm glad I'm not single anymore and have to go through that. That was crazy back in the 80s. Yeah, the 80s is kind of a blur for me. Go figure. So, anyway, that's it. I'm not gonna ramble on anymore. And I'll probably do a boo after I'm done on the way home like I normally do. It's kind of like tradition, you know? And I'll tell you how much I drank. And like Mac said the last time I went out on my boo with friends from work, he's like, you sound sober. And I was like, yeah, I know. But these, you know, people don't know me that well. They thought I was inebriated. I wasn't. But okay, enough. Laterness, people.